Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, business partner, mother, leader of this family, and current twin today.
Yeah. I love this introduction.
How are you? Welcome.
I'm great, and I love to match you.
I love to match any one of my family members.
Yes, and this- I love to match my girls.
And we are coming at you. If you're just joining us on audio, yeah. We have our matching new pullovers on from where, you might ask? That would be our Fresh Greens collection that has yes. launched and is officially live on our website today, our spring collection. And might I just say that this is really bringing out your eyes.
I love this sweater. It gives me Varley vibes.
Totally. It totally
and
gives me Varley.
It's the perfect sweater. I have to say, I love this for springtime and summer.
Yes.
Because it's an open weave, so it kind of breathes a little bit, but you can layer it with something else. It's... I love it. It's comfortable.
I love it so much.
Soft.
I think this color really catches your eye. And yeah, we have a new collection out, which launched this morning. Yeah. Happy Tuesday, May 12th. So yes. We have 6 items in the collection.
Yep.
We have this pullover, which is, like you said, fabulous. Because it also can be, you know, we're wearing jeans and white pants.
Yeah.
And then we also have a green scalloped skort. That's right, with a K. You heard that correctly.
Yes.
and it looks great with the skort as well.
That's hard to say. A scalloped skort.
A scalloped skort. But it's a really cute little set moment.
Oh, it's really cute. And it's not a complete match, which we like.
Yes. Yes. You can break it apart. Yes.
It's really, really cute.
And we have a trucker hat with tennis rackets on it, which is kind of nice. It's like a little bit of a nod to a tennis, but also just fresh greens and summer things in general. Mm-hmm. And then we have a tennis racket keychain.
Yes. And it's one of those cool retro hotel ones, but it's enamel and it's got 2 tennis rackets in gold.
Yes.
And no one has to play tennis to enjoy these things.
Like
Fresh Greens because we just loved all of these pieces.
All of the summer vibes, the country club vibes, the spring summer vibes.
Classic.
And then we have a little tennis racket like pouch as well that is coordinating, which is so cute. And a pair of high socks that are green and white,
which are really in. I am not embracing that higher sock.
Oh, I love a high sock.
But I love everybody else in a higher sock. And those green with, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I would wear the green socks if I had on a white skort.
Yes.
Or the green skort. I would do that.
I exclusively wear high socks.
You do. And they look really good. And I like when people wear them with the leggings.
Me too. I just like having that. It feels like it's complete. Like when I'm working out, I like having my ankle covered. Even when it's like getting warm outside, I just feel like it's a nice, it elongates. And I like that feeling, that compression feeling.
Yes. And it keeps your ankles warm. I will tell you that when I was in high school and college.
Yes.
That we wore those crew socks. And then all of a sudden one day, I looked around and I realized nobody was doing that anymore. And they went to the lower.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it comes ebbs and flows.
Right. The ankle sock industry said this is our moment. Yes. But now we're back. It, like you said, it ebbs and flows.
Yes. So, I mean, those are old school.
So it's just it's a petite little collection. It's fun. It's sweet. It's timely for it's seasonal.
And I love this green. And I'm telling you, this sweater has this zipper and you can make it almost a cowl neck. You could zip it all the way up if you wanted and then put it down. It looks really cute over your shoulders.
Great for travel. I actually wore this a lot back in Palm Beach because we had already had the products at that point. I wore it with like a little set from Target and I threw it over my shoulders. It really is just something you can keep in your car if you need it. And like you said, it's open weave. So we love a breathable piece.
It's great. And they're going quickly. So snag them while you can.
Snag them while you can. And also our children's books, the storybook collection is still available. And you've been getting wonderful messages from mothers out there.
I've been getting heartwarming messages. Heartwarming. So thank you to all of you who have been sending them to me. And one sweet podcast listener and follower sent me a picture of her daughter, like up above. She took a picture of, I could see these little hands, and she was reading the books. And it made me so happy.
So happy. So that is also available on our website. We have a lot of good products, might I say. I know I'm extremely biased, but we've got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So that was the first announcement we needed to make. The second announcement is we actually have some guests in the studio that are off camera today. We have Claire and Henry that we're on a little bit of a power walk. It's a beautiful day. And they're hanging out in the studio, which is nice because we have like a multiple seating situation here. So it lends itself to a guest.
He's eating right
now.
He's
eating. He's having his little snack.
And my beau is that Henry is 5 months old today.
Five. Isn't that crazy?
Five.
5 months old.
I cannot believe it. But yet I can.
But yet I can, because I feel like when he was born at this point, it seems like a while ago.
Yeah. December. 5 months ago.
But I've all day we've been saying like happy birthday, you know, because it's his 5 month birthday.
Yeah. It was all I could do not to go buy a huge cake.
He's alarmingly cute.
Well, I think so. Like, but he's my grandson.
He's so cute, it physically hurts. You think that you might actually eat this person alive. You know what I mean? It's really hard to peel yourself away from him.
I was over at their house this morning because Claire had an important phone call. And he was in his crib taking a nap. And it's the first time that I have been able to go in when he wakes up from a nap.
Oh.
And honestly, there is nothing better than going in when a baby wakes up. Not when they're screaming, crying, starving.
Right.
But he was just cooing and talking, and he's discovered his feet. So he's doing the happy baby pose.
I've actually, and I was saying this to everybody, I've actually never seen a baby do the happy baby pose. I actually didn't really realize they did it. I know that sounds...
No, they do.
But it's the cutest thing. He's obsessed with his feet and the kicking. Like, you were trying to take the 5 month pictures today of him on the couch. First of all, I almost peed my pants laughing because they propped him up against a pillow and they have like a little card that says 5 months. And he's kicking his feet uncontrollably. And then he kind of turns and he completely just like falls over on his face. There's a video of it. I've watched it 3 times today and I can't stop laughing. I have to send it to Elizabeth. She's going to love it.
No, it's so funny.
He's cracking me up recently. And he's obsessed with the trees.
Oh, yeah. It's the first time I think that the picture for the month is difficult because he's grabbing things. He just wanted to hold on to the 5 month card. And Claire was trying this morning to take pictures by herself and he was starting to topple.
Yeah. But he kind of just like folds over into one little thing. And it's so cute. It is so cute. He's doing well. Happy 5 months to Henry. What are other bows? Oh my God. How about I finally fixed my podcast? Hello,
you know
department.
What? That was huge. Well, I was getting worried. Yeah, I was honestly worried.
I was worried too. I fully lost the Apple Podcast show. I didn't think I was going to be able to get it back.
In the cloud or where was it?
The cloud, the sky, the stars, the moon. I don't know where she went, but
she's
and
back.
Apple support figured it out. And I don't know what in the coding was going on.
Well, you figured it out. That's good.
But the show is officially transferred. We have new management. Things are working. Revenue's working. And our reviews are intact. There was like 3 shows at one point. I was just like, could you pull it back up?
Yes.
You know, I know you have it. Just pull it back up.
Well, I'm relieved.
Me too. So if you have been, because then I was trying to, you know, tell everybody that just go listen on YouTube or just go listen on Spotify. So if you are my Apple Podcast listeners and you have all of the episodes, everything's updated, things are situated, and I hope that doesn't happen again.
Dad was telling me that there's something new with Apple. Maybe everybody knows this. They're now going to have videos.
Oh.
So I don't know if that means you could also put your YouTube videos on Apple. I don't even know if I said that correctly.
I think that's what Spotify does. I think it's for like certain Spotify podcasts. I think if you're big enough or whatever, they let you have video on your show as well. So
my guess is
Apple's just kind of copying Spotify, if I have to guess. But I will look into that. Thank you for keeping us abreast of podcast news.
Of course. Well, that is definitely a bow. my beau is over the weekend. We were at the lake house.
Yes.
And I had ordered some things and I redid Henry's. I'm calling it Henry's, but it's more like the kids' room or our extra bedroom. We have two twin beds that we've had in there, but I made it very seersucker.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yes. Seersucker season is here.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Yes, and I have a needlepoint canvas that says seersucker season, and I need to get that done.
We'll get stitching because that needs to be hung on his bedroom door.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I could frame it. I could hang it on the door. It's so cute. Seersucker season.
You kind of opened back up the lake house this weekend.
Yes.
And you just killed it. You just murdered the decoration of that bedroom.
It's adorable.
It's so good.
Yes, it's a combo of seersucker and sailboats. Yes. And so Wheezy Towels, you posted it.
I did.
And it's on your LTK, but I can't stop looking at the pictures. I was there this morning because I was meeting some workmen there. And I just stood in the doorway and looked at this adorable bedroom. And Wheezy Towels, if you've not used it, they have some great baby products.
They have great baby products.
Yes. Claire got some stuff for her shower. She's gotten baby gifts for people from there.
Yeah.
And I went bananas with their sailboat embroidery, a tummy time mat and towels and burp cloths and bibs.
Yeah.
And so it's all sailboat and seersucker. And today I had three rattan sailboats hung on the wall.
I feel like we kind of just like, not that we didn't, like the room was furnished before, but it was definitely like in flux. And now it is so done and him.
I changed the island. I did a little vignette over on the counter. I got these beautiful, we're in Palm Beach, that Beatrix Ball, which we've actually sold before in some of our lines. And it's sort of a chinoiserie-esque scene on it. And I bought some of their it's wonderful melamine.
Yes.
So I stacked those up and did a little vignette. And keep that in mind. Do a little vignette somewhere.
Do a little vignette.
Yes.
Add some whimsy. Yes. I feel like have you heard this whole topic of like adding whimsy back into your life? I feel like
we do
a great job of that.
No. Yeah, I don't need someone to tell me that.
No, I think it's people who are really needing help. But we do a great job of that every single day. And that's adding a vignette is what a fun, whimsical touch.
Right.
We grew up on vignettes.
Oh, yes. And there's something very relaxing. I love thinking about it. I love looking at what I have and how could I make it inviting. And it's fun to accessorize and step back and clear my eyes and see if I like the way it looks. And for me, it's a hobby.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
I like to do it. And even so, then today I was back again and I walked in and I was happy with how it all looked. And I redid, I just changed a little bit on the coffee table and I swapped out. I had some really pretty velvet, bright green, like Serena and Lily, citrus. I had it all through the holidays.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I had taken, like I had gotten rid of the holiday stuff, but I kept those blankets out and I swapped out some new blankets and removed the velvets.
The velvet had to go. New textures.
Nope, no velvet.
Summer coming up, we can't have velvet. I'm like getting really excited for the lake house.
I'm really excited. And for some reason last year, it was right before Memorial Day, and I think we were so focused on being in this house, we were behind. And I feel very on top of it. Porch is set up, patio is set up,
yeah.
Windows have been washed, and I know I'm feeling really happy about all of it.
I'm so excited for a lake house summer. Not that we don't always have one, but part of me is like, should I just move up there and open a farm stand and write a rom-com novel?
Fresh greens. Wear this green sweater every single day.
Seriously. Yes. Yeah. No, I just love it. It's our happy place.
It's really exciting. And you know what I do need is a new wreath.
Oh.
Yes. I was looking at it. It's just a boxwood wreath. And, you know, I do think wreaths at this time are a little tricky. I have some pretty hydrangea ones for summer. But this in between.
I would agree with that. Wreaths are definitely hard. And it's such a white door there.
And the element. It's exposed to the elements.
It's very exposed. Yes. I will say.
Yes.
So we got that lake effect.
Right. And so sometimes, like, even if I do a wreath sash, that it gets destroyed and it's dismal looking. But I'm telling you, I cleaned out our closet. I did an overhaul. I had Poshmark stuff giveaway. Just things that sometimes what I tend to do is take something up there that I don't wear that much here. Mm. And then I get up there and I think, well, I don't like that. I didn't really like it here.
Right.
And now I've transported it someplace else and I still don't like it there.
And there are things that I leave just up there that I've had forever up there. Mm-hmm. You guys know we rotate things. And then there's just like some things I'm like, nope, I can't bring this back. I do need to go through that closet though, because I know that there's things left over.
Yeah, I got rid everything of pajamas. Is
red, white, and blue. Everything's red, white, and blue up there. Just by default.
Right. Dad saluted me the other day. I put pajamas on and they had red, white, and blue stars on it. So I actually ordered, you know, I love those Hill House pajamas. I ordered new pajamas for myself.
I was going to say, it's been a few years of just having some like extra pajamas that would come in through PR. So I definitely need to like go through that and stuff. Because my closet, I don't have a dresser up there. So everything is in the closet drawers and everything, which I like because I can kind of just shut those and have it be. But there are definitely dresses up there.
No, it was time and it felt great. I dropped some stuff off at Goodwill. I have stuff for Laura tomorrow for Poshmark. Dad and I did his things and it just felt really good. Shoes.
Yeah.
And then I also keep on my notes app as I'm doing this kind of stuff, new things that I need. Like he was hanging all of his belts from a hanger. So I ordered from Amazon just a nice hanger that you can hang your ties and belts on. Just some to home be improvement.
For things to just appear. Like and be
you he's know, so appreciative.
He's so appreciative.
And I love to do it.
I know you do. It's like you're and I love when you do it. Like this weekend I was like happy for you and happy for us. I was like, oh, Anne's setting up the house. You know, she's opening up the lake house. I like when you do it as well.
It's very exciting. Even though we use it all year round, it's just fun with the different seasons. And I am ready for Henry. I put together a Fisher-Price playmat. I got I have a playmat. What else? I got their bathtub. So I want to make it easy. I have the same monitor there that I have here and that she also has it that they have at their house. And so I had a hairbrush for him. So after his
bath, he
can brush his hair. Yep. I have a diaper caddy, a scalloped rattan one. It's iconic.
It's iconic. It's going to be, I mean, I also feel like because, you know, with the baby now, like it'll be I feel like they'll go up to the lake house a lot more this summer because kind of like a change of scenery and stuff. So
I was talking to Claire today and I think I'm going to try and find, there isn't a lot of room for it, but his crib is absolutely adorable. And Lynn, who is my Instagram friend, who's a follower and a podcast listener and everything wonderful. Shout out to Lynn. She's the one that sent me the link. She got it in a different shade. It is the cutest little crib. It's a mini crib. But it's almost got like a spindly. I did it in white and I think it comes in like a honey color. It's darling and it kind of fits in between the two twin beds. And you can also wheel it through a door. So that if like you have friends up or Elizabeth or Connor and Claire and without the baby, we can move this.
So it's not like stationary in the room. I like that. That's versatility for you.
Yeah, so the room will still, like, still looks cute. I'll take the diaper caddy out. But it will still look cute for adults. But I do need, like, just a basic, old-fashioned, not very big rocking chair.
Oh, I was not expecting you to say that. Is there room for that somewhere?
Not exactly, but I've got, like, a couple little benches at the end of the bed that we've had before. Like, maybe I could get rid of one of those. There's some things I could tweak, but I just think it would be nice.
Oh, that would be so cute. Like, rocking away on a summer's night asleep.
Yes.
I'm dead.
I know.
I love it. I'm so excited.
And I got him a little, like, covered pop-up tent for the beach. I mean, who are we kidding? I don't really see him going to the beach.
I don't know how he'll feel about the older beach. Yeah. It's going to be crazy over July 4th. I think on July 4th, he'll have to walk down to the beach.
Oh, of course. I mean, of course.
But he can't open his eyes. He freaks out at the sun.
Yeah, he's kind of a winter baby, I think. He's offended by the sun.
He's a winter baby. I think it's really been a shock to the system because they've been going on those walks and everything. Like, I was talking to him today. I'm like, you know, it's been 5 months since you're born and now we're in spring and then summer follows spring. So it's like, you're going to have to be out and about a little bit more. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, he's so cute. So I would say that I really like a good house project like that. Oh, I also ordered a basket with a lid because I think I'm going to need spots for toys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yes, because we don't have any storage or cabinets or anything in our living room there.
No.
So I have a faux plant in a really pretty Juliska planter, and I'm going to put I just got one from Serena Lily. I think it's a blue basket.
I love that. You know, that's another thing. The rocking chair and the toys, that would be two.
Yes, so they can just
additions.
Be thrown into the basket with a lid on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I was happy for this episode because I knew that we would kind of recap
We are beating this subject to death, but it's a fun one.
It's a fun one. I feel like we haven't talked about baby stuff too in a little bit. So
no, that's, you're right. I also ordered, I did a Target order while I was working on things, and I had some hangers, baby hangers delivered.
Those crack me up.
Just a little, I just did a little white plastic ones and put them in the closet.
Yeah, yeah.
Just some miscellaneous. They have that little Frida baby. It's a little pitcher when he takes a bath, and he likes that. So I got that.
So you have that.
And then also, if any, this is a lot of baby content, but Coterie, I think that's how you say it. Claire uses that for his bath,
yes.
Soap and shampoo. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a little travel one to keep in Vermilion.
They really have something for everyone. I mean, they have so many products for these children. I love it.
So many.
Well, he's set. We're ready to go. And it'll be here before you know it. Summer.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be ready.
Really, it's a big month, May. You know, I can't stop talking about it because I love the seasons. I don't think you guys realize how much I love the seasons. Before we get to the seasons, so I feel like there was so much going on this weekend in Cleveland. What a really a fun time for the city. You probably didn't know because you were fluffing seersucker pillows.
I was, but I will say that you and Elizabeth were city gals. You were
more
Cleveland
so Elizabeth,
girls.
But we're always Cleveland girls. We try and, you know, carry the city on our back as much as we can. But there was a new Navy ship commissioned.
Correct.
Which was big hullabaloo. There was an NBA game. There was a baseball game. And there was a Zach Bryan concert. So, I mean,
it was a huge. And Guardians game.
Yeah, baseball game.
Did you say that?
Yeah. That's right.
So sorry.
Guardians baseball. Mm-hmm. So it was, and Elizabeth had like a stacked day. She went to the NBA playoffs. She was like right behind the hoop. She went to the Zach Bryan. You know, I don't like concerts. I don't know if you guys really know that about Ann and I. We share that. We have a lot of like little things that we share in that way. But I don't like concerts. I get claustrophobic and I don't like big crowds.
It's not that for me.
What is it for you?
I just don't like them. I guess that most musicians, I like maybe 2 to 3 of their songs.
That's so you
know?
You. That's so you.
And after that, and then they play their new songs.
Yes.
Nobody wants to hear whatever your new songs are. I don't care who you are.
I don't know the words.
We don't want to hear your new songs.
Yes, yes.
So I am oftentimes disappointed when I go to a concert. Now, we did go, the last concert I was at was not last summer, but the summer before, Rolling Stones.
Okay. Oh, I was there too.
Yes. That was quite a show. I loved it. I could take, it's like golf. Like, I don't want to play 18 holes. I would like to play 8, maybe 12.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
But like a concert, I don't want to hear the opening act. Mm-mm. It's too long. That's the problem. It's too long.
I just feel stuck. You know what I mean? Like, and then you got to worry about as it's wrapping up, you have to run to your car, or at least that's what we would do. We would be running to our car with Dad, and you know, he's got his car nose out ready to go.
Yeah.
But I was happy for everybody for the city because there was a lot going on.
Elizabeth loves concerts. And like, I would say Claire.
She's
and
in
you
between.
Go, but it's
I
not
no,
like.
No, Mom, I haven't been to one in forever. I will actively go. Now at this point, at my age, I will actively work against going
I could
to
see
one.
That. Or I wouldn't mind like a smaller venue, but
I like
probably
live music. That's the thing. I like live music, but I just like it on a patio locally at a restaurant. You know, I don't want to have to go through Ticketmaster.
No. And it was terrible weather.
Oh my gosh. It was like a full like rainstorm rolled in.
Yeah.
As the NBA game was, I think they might be going to the like, because it's the Knicks and Philadelphia, and they have one more game, and then it's Detroit and Cleveland.
I watched the game last night, and we won again.
Oh my gosh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But what, I don't know what
number that is now,
in the series.
I think that might have been the last one. And then do they go and they either play Philadelphia or the Knicks?
Great.
So that's as much sports as I know.
Yes, we did have it on. I was needlepointing.
I was just looking for Elizabeth on TV.
Oh yeah, she was on TV on Saturday.
And
that was
so
fun.
We kept finding her. That was fun. Yeah, I think I was texting you.
We were at the lake house, and I put it on, and Terry and I were standing. I could see her right away, and then it would pan away. So then we're standing in front of the TV and I'm like pointing to her, and then I'm taking pictures of her and sending it to her.
And she was wearing denim because then she had to go straight to the concert. She was actually wearing one of my jackets, so it was easy because I was able to spot her in the denim. And then most I was seeing people, other people on TV that I like we knew.
I was watching the crowd more than I was watching the game.
Same.
And yeah. then it was they all got t-shirts and everyone around her was wearing the white t-shirt, but she didn't have
it
on.
She did. Yeah, that's so her.
I don't know why. It's so her. I think she really liked her outfit, but I could find her easily.
Yes. So that was actually fun because I had kind of a chill weekend. Friday night, we went out with a Miami girlfriend, which we had a great mm-hmm. time. It was a buzz on Friday. You know,
yeah.
the city's alive. And then Saturday, I didn't really do much. Oh, I figured out my Apple podcast. So
well, that's huge.
Actually, that was productive. Moving yes. the business along, undoing yeah. the mess that I had made. And then Sunday was obviously Mother's Day. And Mother's Day was so lovely.
It was lovely. It was exciting to Claire's first Mother's Day.
It was exciting, Claire's first Mother's Day. And we go to the same brunch every single year, which is just so tasteful and so well put together.
It's lovely.
We were kind of all in pink. You had your, I love when you do this. It's very Kate Middleton. Like you have mm-hmm. your outfits of the season that are very well coordinated. Like everything goes. And then like we see them a couple times, you know, and then yes. we won't see them ever again after this spring. But I love that you do that.
Well, I wore it with Dad, this dress, in February in Florida. But he saw it. And I took a picture and showed it to you.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I thought it was perfect
yes.
for Mother's Day. And I was kind of, I wanted to do blues for Henry.
Oh, I didn't even get, okay, we were in pinks. Yeah. No, that was really nice. And Henry mm-hmm. was perfect. He was great. He had the cutest little outfit on.
He looked like a banker.
He did.
Looked like a little businessman coming to brunch.
He looked like a little businessman coming to brunch. And Dad loves like carrying promenading basically
he
with
does.
Henry, you know, which
yeah.
is always lovely as well. I'm like, don't
it's adorable. exactly. Yeah.
And just sweet little gifts. And it was a lovely day. And then you and Claire, what did I had to go back because I was I actually like did a lot of work this weekend. So
you did. Well, that was huge.
Yeah,
that was
I went
great.
Back and like filmed the whole apartment refresh. But tell what you and Claire
so,
did.
So Claire, I had bought the supplies because I wanted to try finishing. And I'd started it in the winter and I told my friend Amy, who does most of my finishing, that it was a small disaster. But I started with a bag charm. And I think it, she said that's like almost harder to start with something small.
Mm-hmm.
So Claire brought over a canvas that it wasn't great. It was round. It had an umbrella on it. I mean, she did a nice job, but she wasn't like obsessed with it.
Right.
Or it wasn't this precious thing that she did. So the two of us had so much fun. We had all the supplies out. It was a craft afternoon. And we had the instructions and we have different videos we've watched and our two little minds together.
So cute.
And we did it.
I was so impressed, by the way. You showed me the picture on Monday.
I mean, Claire kept saying it's not perfect. None of them are perfect. But for our very first one.
I was so impressed.
We were laughing though because I had two bag charms that were both a disaster. One we ended up having to pitch. It was teeny. It wasn't good. And she bled on it. She poked herself with a needle and
oh my God,
she got blood on the canvas. So we could not stop laughing.
Wait, that's crazy, Mom.
Yeah, it was crazy.
This is like a treacherous finishing
yes,
situation.
So we were laughing. And then one of the people that we got instructions from suggested you get these like rubber thumb, almost like a thimble, but they're rubber. And so I ordered those on Amazon from her supply list because I could see why. So Claire did have a minor injury, but she was fine. And then so I threw out both of them because I felt like they were both not working. And she's like, go get the other one out. And we did cording around it and we salvaged it. And it's a little baby bottle. So she has that.
So you did the umbrella and the baby bottle.
Yes.
And how long did each of that take you?
It took us about 2 hours, but we were also
like learning as you went.
Yeah, we were learning as we went. And one of the things I realized that was a very key component is when we started it, we needed to cut the mat board like an eighth of an inch smaller than the canvas. Mm. And that's what no one had actually said before. And it makes sense. So she's going to be staying here this weekend because Connor has a family wedding. And we are so excited because I have a scout bag full of all these supplies. It's ridiculous how many. I mean, you need batting, and the batting I got it's this mat. It looks like I have a king quilt of batting, and you cut out like a little tiny piece. So I was kind of getting supplies, and we are not making our own cording. I just bought some ready-made cording.
Okay.
So victorious when she left because it really bothered me this winter when I couldn't figure it out because I'm pretty good at those kind of traps. Totally.
Yeah, you have a lot of endurance. You're very determined, and you're like, you usually get to the bottom of it. Wait, I'm cracking up that this is going to be a full on finishing needlepoint weekend.
Yes, I have not blocked anything yet because, again, my friend Amy does it and she would do it for me, but it's good for my mind. I'm trying to learn this. So I think we might do one of Elizabeth's canvases next and not tell her. That's because hopefully we don't screw it up. But she did like a cute Palm Beach ornament. Yeah. And I think we're going to try that next because it seems to me that the circle ones are easier
to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to get actually a lot finished this weekend. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to be doing it like 24/7, but like knowing you two, like you're just going to be sitting there and I think 8 hours will go by and like you'll be finishing all these things.
It was like I would start and then she would take over and then I would do a little bit more. And then whoever wasn't holding the thing, she basically then took it over. And I was like the nurse with the doctor. Okay, what else do you need? Here's the clip. Okay. A different needle, and it was funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then like the lacing thread that I got that one person recommended was not very good, so I went with another, and I feel like we are in great shape, and I can't wait to try a few more.
That is really great news, and how exciting, because we all are needlepointing so much at a speed where things are piling up, and
yes,
so it would be great if we could have some in-house finishing.
It would be fantastic. And I did a little one for Henry. It was a collaboration with Lisette. We talked about this and I sent my friend to Lisette in Palm Beach, and it's Little English and Lisette. And I finished, it's a little outfit that he has, but I need to find a frame. I mean, completing the projects are, I think, the hardest part.
And it's such a rush too when you have projects that are completed because it really gives purpose to the whole.
But I'm trying to find like a little tiny frame for it.
Okay.
And then like a custom, I know I've ordered it before. You can give the measurements and then get a mat board that's the specific sizes.
Right.
I don't know. I got to rig something up. But that's like in a little pile for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you want to know what else I'm trying to get done?
I know.
Do you? My pictures? So I have two old laptops, people.
Oh, no, I haven't heard this. What's
going
on?
They have massive amounts of photos on it. And when I got my latest laptop, couple of years ago, it's a Mac Air, so it's light and it can't hold all those photos, nor do I want it to. And I don't know what photos are in the cloud.
I did see you walking around with those two laptops the other day looking
they're
for chargers.
They're very heavy, yes. And I'm
clunky.
So I thought I found a charger, and I started this endeavor yesterday. It did not charge. So for whatever reason this morning, I said to Terry, this is what I'm trying to do and I need help. Because I don't want to go to the Apple store.
Gosh, no.
And he said, weirdly, that he had just cleaned out some chargers in his room. And I didn't even know he had that many chargers. And he goes, I think I have the right charger.
No way. Did he?
Well, I haven't checked back because he took my laptop and he plugged it in his closet. And he said, he asked Chat or Grok or somebody. And they said it'll take about 10 minutes. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do if it doesn't charge. I'm going to have to call the Genius Bar.
I was going to say, I think that's a Genius Bar appointment. But I love when you get these projects going.
Well, and then I used Chat over the winter. And I bought an external hard drive that looks, it's bigger than I thought it was. Physically bigger. And I want to take all of the photos from these two laptops and my current one and put them on this external hard drive.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. So kind of streamlining. Wow, that seems like a really big, I thought you were going to talk about something else, but that, I am not envious of that whatsoever. I need a new phone. This is really old at this point and I take a picture and everything's just like blurry.
I feel like it's time.
I think
for
I
you.
Need to go in and turn it in. Elizabeth turned hers in and she said it was like only $400 to get a new phone.
Yes, and she also got the smaller size and she loves it.
I have full on carpal tunnel. I was on my phone on Saturday way too much, like way too much. I actually felt nauseous the next day and I didn't go on it till 4 o'clock because I was like, you and I need a break. And so my carpal tunnel has really flared up. So I need to do that. What is that thing that Dad has in his car?
Yes. Terry has, they've been around for years. You get a set of two because you could put in both and you squeeze it in your hand and it's to strengthen your hands.
Because I need to do that.
He told me that as you get older, you lose hand strength for whatever reason. And you need to have hand strength because if you go to fall, part of as you age, the problem with your when you fall is your hands aren't, I guess, I mean, I thought you could break your wrists if you try and break your fall. I'm not really sure. But nonetheless, when I'm in the car with him, I use it.
Well, he keeps one in the car. Yeah, I was using it. My hand was sore on Sunday. So I mean, talk about a wake up call. Do you know what I'm saying? I really hand awareness.
Yeah, neglect hand strength.
No, gosh, no. So right. I'm going to be taking that seriously. And I was holding my phone like this and just kind of pointing to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So
We do have that keyboard that you can prop it in.
Yes.
The Bluetooth keyboard. I switched when I got a new phone to the Air one.
I do really like your Air, for because we were talking about this on the podcast for a while there. Your phone was flying.
Flying out of my hand, and now I'm used to it.
It was everywhere. It was just a loose phone.
Yeah, and maybe I've lost hand strength because I don't carry such a heavy phone anymore. I pick yours up. I'm like, this is crazy.
It's too heavy. Like I sit in bed and I'm like, this hurts. This is a brick. I can't walk around with this anymore.
No, it's like, it isn't the worst idea to go back to a smaller phone. I have a couple handbags that. You know, if I go out in the evening, my phone, even though it's thinner, doesn't even fit anymore.
Isn't
because
that so annoying?
Yeah, it is.
Well, the phones keep getting bigger and the purses keep getting smaller. So
there it is. There it is.
That's
people.
The title of this show. The phones.
This is super random, but what? Talking about phones in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, I was reading this article. And maybe some of you saw this as well. It warms my heart. There is a new phone called the Tin Can. And the business is booming. It's doing really well.
Okay.
And a lot of schools have embraced this Tin Can phone. And it works with Wi-Fi. So some schools across the country have given families these phones.
Okay.
Because they're trying to help decrease screen time with children.
Makes sense.
So parents are finding that the kids are coming home from school and they're immediately running to the Tin Can.
Uh-huh.
We're going backwards, by the way. This is what a telephone was. Uh-huh. And it looks like this little tiny phone with a cord. And if you have one and I have one, we can call each other for free.
Okay.
And emergency numbers. And then for $10 a month, you can call, I guess you get some other service. But apparently with school-age children, they are like doing really well.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It's called Tin Can, the company.
I think it's called Tin Can.
Okay, I'm going to look this up. I want to see what's going on. Yes. It's redundant because that's like you said, it's what we had growing up.
Right.
Well, a landline, not necessarily with a cord. But
yes, and I think schools are noticing that if they've given these phones out, they are noticing that children are being more communicative. They are able to interact better.
Oh my gosh.
And they can converse.
Wow.
Because that's a real problem. I mean, I know when you guys were little, I made a little phone book for you. And there would be a picture of like Grammy and Papa and then their phone number. And if you wanted to call them, you would go look and you would dial the number.
That's a great idea for young moms, by the way.
It is, but I don't think anyone has phones. And then you give them your cell phone,
right.
And then you got a real problem because they're not calling anyone. They're just looking at stuff. But this Tin Can.
I love this idea.
Yes.
Okay, that's actually really nice to hear because I feel like that would maybe help a little bit with young kids. I mean, it's the screens. It's these screens.
And just the communication. I mean, when you would get like old enough, I would have you guys call and order the pizza. I mean, I think we got a real crisis on our hands. People are afraid to order things. They're afraid to talk on the phone.
I think it's all age groups right now, for sure. But definitely a crisis with the smaller children. Because, I mean, seriously, when would they ever be trained? I forgot that you did that. Always such a learning moment for us.
Everything was always such a learning, educational
But purpose.
It was a break for me because I would say, call Grammy.
Yes.
And then you guys would call my mom and she would talk to you forever.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had a little bit of a break.
Right. Exactly. No, I do think there is a huge communication crisis with people, for sure.
Claire used to call Dad's assistant, who was a dream. She's long retired, Angela. And that was one of the numbers.
Was in the phone book?
It was actually Dad's number at work. But Angela, when she was little, used to answer his phone sometimes. And Angela loved it. So Claire's like four, and she would talk to Angela. And I really wouldn't intercede for a while because Angela's worry.
You're getting a couple things done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, Angela, what a throwback. I forgot about her.
Yeah. So the phone was actually kind of a babysitter for a little bit.
It totally is.
Gave you a break.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So many
little throwback
things.
Look into that if you have little kids. This Tin Can phone seems pretty cute to me.
That's a great suggestion. I'm glad you brought that to the show.
I don't know how much the phone is, but, and you'd have to like, it'd be worth it though if your neighbors like, or your sister, like you give it to somebody who has kids and right. like, you know, they could call each other.
Right. You'd have to almost do it with other people and kind of get on board with yeah. it. So there's a kind of a neighborhood or something. Your neighborhood for sure. Yeah. Maybe this could like be brought up at an HOA meeting or something. Right. You know what I mean? With the block party and then yeah. loop this in.
Yeah. Get a tin can.
Yeah. Get a tin can. I love it. Thank you.
So
okay.
Cute.
Journalist over I know. Here bringing new information.
Yep. Finger on the pulse here.
Finger on the pulse. That is yeah. so funny. Well, I mean, what a bunch of just random little anecdotes. Those yes. are kind of like the best episodes, though. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are like in the midst of graduation and kind of just like wrapping up things.
Right.
I don't know when school lets out. I feel like around here we have a couple more weeks, but.
Yeah. I think that some people are Memorial Day, colleges, everyone be careful on the roads. I feel like the college kids are
point.
Around.
Yes.
And
yes. Every time I open my phone, somebody is like, you know, just gotten their PhD or law
yeah.
degree.
So many graduations.
So many graduations. So
it's an exciting time.
You know, it's a time of of education.
Yeah. New chapters.
New chapters for yeah. sure. Yes. So
it's kind of fun to be on the other side. Like we are done with school and
I love just being,
I don't mind it.
Just watching it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And coming to my basement and talking in a microphone.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it.
I love it so much. So this yeah. is our little episode for today. I hope you guys enjoy. Just an easy little catch up. And I don't know, we filmed a lot of good content today, so be sure to keep an eye out for that. If there's anything specific you want from us.
Oh, that's a great idea. We were cranking content
we were,
out today.
We had some really, really good things.
I did tablescape.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did, you made a cocktail.
I did. Kind of went back to basics here. I made a cocktail. Just
fun.
A lot of good stuff coming your way. So let us know yeah. anything specific that you want to see from Instagram. And mm-hmm. we always have our Patreon episodes, so be sure to subscribe to that. We have a really great episode from April with Joyce. If you're not a member, be sure to join. 2 episodes a month. And yeah, shop our new Fresh Greens collection.
Yes.
Shop the children's book. Just shop.
Just shop. We have so many cute things. Tomorrow, Laura's coming, and we're going to get a lot of the orders out.
Lots
it's
of shipping
great.
Time. So
yes.
Yeah. So that's kind of everything that's been going on. We are always thinking of you. We hope that you are having a fabulous May. I know times are busy, but hopefully this is a little bright
yes.
spot for you all to listen to. And we will be back next week with another show. And
perfect.
We will see you. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Thanks for joining in.
You're welcome. It was
a
pleasure.
Maybe we'll keep matching the rest of the night.
I
that
love
seems
it.
Fun.
We should walk upstairs and see what everyone says.
They're going to love it. They're going to
yeah.
be like, I want one.
Yeah.
yeah. It's like,
yeah.
well, order it. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.